We're welcoming Wisconsin's Teacher of the Year on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin selects four Teachers of the Year each year to represent elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and special services. And then through an interview process, one is selected to represent our state in the Council of Chief State School Officers National Teacher of the Year program. Did you have a teacher who has made a difference in your life? What made them special? Have you ever nominated an educator for an award? What was their impact on your life? Join in on Inspiring Educators at 800-642-1234. Sarahi Monterey is in her 16th year of teaching. She's an English learner teacher at Waukesha North High School, and she's this year's Wisconsin High School Teacher of the Year. Sarahi, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us, how did you arrive at becoming a teacher? What led you to this profession?
Well, you know, I always knew I wanted to be a teacher when I was a little girl and I was with my cousins and we were playing school. I always just wanted to be the teacher. That was me. But really, my journey in education happened when I was in high school. And I graduated from Badger High School in Lake Geneva. And I remember we had a group of ESL students, and there were two teachers that were co-teaching a class, an English class and a social studies class, and together. And the first day, they wanted to make sure they pronounced the students' names correctly. And so I had had both teachers previously, and they asked me if I could be an aide in their class and help them. And even that first day of class, I'm the one who did the roll call, and I just, you know, helped them with different students throughout the year. And I absolutely loved it. And really, just in high school, I had always heard of the high dropout rates for Latino students. And myself being Latina, I just thought, you know, why is this happening? Like, I know that I can go into the field of education and make a difference. And that was really my motivator.
Is there anyone else in your family who's a teacher? Who did you look up to?
Yes, you know, my grandfather, so I'm from El Salvador, and my grandfather in El Salvador was a teacher. My father was also a high school teacher in El Salvador. I have an aunt who was an elementary teacher there in El Salvador, as well as another uncle who was a high school teacher. So I think, what, yes.
You had influence in your life, and people who you could look up to who had gone into the teaching profession and made a difference.
Yes, yes.
How did your experiences growing up in El Salvador, how did that influence where you are today?
You know, my family came to the United States when I was one because there was a civil war in El Salvador. But we moved to Hempstead, New York, and there was a strong population of El Salvadorans there in Hempstead, New York. And I heard a lot about stories of the civil war and just experiences that my family members had gone through. And so I think it gave me a deep appreciation for the opportunities that I had here in this country. And something, you know, that was really impactful for me was my father, who, although he was a teacher in El Salvador, when he came to the United States, he had to learn English. He had to find a job. And his first job was at a recycling plant, kind of sorting out the recycling and everything. And he shared his stories of how he wanted to make sure he took advantage of the opportunity of being here. He learned English. He went on to college. And by the time that we went to, that we moved here to Wisconsin, he went to UW Parkside. And I'll never forget being in middle school, and he was working full time and would come home and a lot of times still have to do homework. And I remember one time he came home and I hadn't seen him all day. So I went out and said, you know, I'm going to go say hi to my dad. And he was sitting at the couch. And what I observed is something that just always impacted me, that he had a tape recorder and he was playing his lecture on his class. So, you know, a lot of times we could think of English as a second language is a huge barrier, especially for him coming here at the age of 25. It could have been a reason to say, okay, this is too hard. But instead, he found ways to overcome barriers that he was facing. And so for that language piece, he recorded his lectures and would go home and play those lectures and make sure he had all of the notes and everything that he needed. And to me, that was just such a huge example. So my mother and my father really have been just an inspiration for me to take advantage of the opportunities I have here.
We're talking with Sarahi Monterey. She's an English learner teacher at Waukesha North High School, and she was and is the 2019 Wisconsin Teacher of the Year. You can join in. Are you a teacher, or have you considered going into education? What inspired you to become an educator? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Sarahi, when you arrived at Waukesha North High School and became an English learner teacher, what type of curriculum did you find? What type of program did you find?
Yeah, so when I first started there, we had a class. It was called Bilingual Skills at that time, and it was where students came in, and we helped them with homework from all of the other content areas. I do love doing that because it definitely keeps me on my toes because I need to know what's going on with geometry, biology, all the different content areas. And I really enjoyed it. But we've been able to do some wonderful things at Waukesha North. We're now, you know, I'm co-teaching some classes. We've also have grown the program where we have 2.5 staff members in our program. We have a staff member that focuses strictly on our ESL classes. And then we go into classes and do co-teaching. And so I get to co-teach English 9 and English 10 and absolutely enjoy that co-teaching experience because I love to be able to really work with all students, right? And we do have classes where I co-teach where I have specific EL students that I make sure they have that access to the curriculum of what it is that they need. But I absolutely love that co-teaching experience, just having two people. There's so much more that we can do together and the strengths that we bring to really make it a great class for our students.
One of the things you do is create a really safe and welcoming environment for your students. How do you create that environment?
Yeah, you know, it's all about that relationship building and really getting to know our students and being in tune with what their needs are. A few years ago, I got to provide some professional development for our staff on immigration policies and how those policies impact our students because we were seeing that students were being really affected by these policies. And from that professional development session, I printed out their posters. They're the Dreamers Welcome posters. And we have Teaching Tolerance has a really neat poster out of the school welcomes you. And it lists all kinds of different things of, you know, traditionally marginalized groups. And I set out some copies and just told the staff, I said, feel free to grab a copy, post them around, you know, maybe the door if you would like, of your classrooms. All of the copies, you know, were taken. And then I even got emails from teachers saying, you know, can you print some more copies of those? So I printed more. And it's really neat that when you walk into our school, you'll see those posters all over the place. And I'll never forget, I had a student that year who approached me and said, Ms. Monterey, did you see the Dreamers Welcome posters around school? And I said, yes, I did. So those posters do make a big difference for students. And then just creating spaces for students to empower them, to see themselves as leaders in our school. I advise a group called Girl Talk. TMJ4 actually came last year and did...
It's called Girl Talk, you said?
Yes, Girl Talk. Yeah, and it's just an opportunity for, you know, empowering young ladies. We talk about issues that affect them, but something that's really important is for them to also see themselves as leaders in our school. They have met with our principal to propose ideas, projects that they want to do. And so it's really neat that they can see themselves as leaders in creating change in our school. Just this week on Wednesday is it's World Kindness Day. And just yesterday we had a Girl Talk meeting and they created a display board for World Kindness Day. And they'll be there this morning encouraging students to commit to an act of kindness. And we'll put those up on our display board that we have. So it's really neat to see themselves develop a leadership skills.
Well, let's bring in Jocelyn now joining us from Madison. Hi, Jocelyn.
Hello. I actually know Sarahi, and I am so proud of you. And that's my little one in the background. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Her entire family and her just such an amazing contribution, not just to our country, but to our state. Thank you for everything you do for our students, Sarahi.
Jocelyn, are you an educator, Jocelyn?
I work at UW, not an educator, but I work also with students.
And so you see students who really need that hand up and you help coach and guide them?
Yes.
Well, Jocelyn, thank you so much. Sounds like, Sarahi, you have a bunch of people rooting you on.
Thank you. It is really neat, just the support that I have gotten. It has been, this whole Teacher of the Year experience has truly just been transformational. It really has been amazing, and I'm just so grateful for the experience.
You've been advocating for tuition equity, giving in-state tuition for Dreamers, the undocumented students in the state. Why is this issue so important to you?
It is so important because I get to work with these wonderful students that want to have a better future. You know, when I first started teaching, I started teaching in 2002, and at that time, if a student was undocumented, there were really very limited options to continue on with higher education. And I saw what that did to students. I cried with students because of their status and just them feeling hopeless of, what's the point if I can't do anything in my future? And so in 2012, when deferred action was implemented, it was just huge. It gave hope. And so now when I see that we have that hope, but then, you know, tuition equity, sometimes it's so important because if students are having to pay out-of-state tuition, that becomes another barrier. And so I really, you know, we know education is so important, and if we truly value education, then it's important to, you know, eliminate barriers to that prevent students from going on and getting a higher education.
We're talking with Wisconsin's Teacher of the Year, Sarahi Monterey. We're getting takeaways from her tenure as she talks with other award-winning teachers around the country. Do you work with young children or teens? How do you create a safe and welcoming environment for them? Do you have a school-aged child? How do you feel about their teachers and their support systems? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll get back to our conversation with Sarahi Monterey in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. We're talking with Wisconsin's representative to the National Teacher of the Year program. Sarahi Monterey is on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and she is an English learner teacher at Waukesha North High School. In recent years, she designed an English language learner program for Waukesha North High. And with a colleague, she started a bilingual parent group that meets monthly. It's a way for parents to give input for English learners. What model is working at your school to create a welcoming environment for English learners? What teacher helped you adjust to perhaps a brand new country or a new academic setting? Be part of the conversation at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Teacher of the Year Sarahi Monterey stays with us. You have been able to travel to conferences. You've had an opportunity to talk with other teachers around the country. What did you learn from those experiences that could help other teachers?
Yeah, this truly has been an amazing experience just to be with top educators from across our country. And as I've gone to these conferences, CCSSO has done a wonderful job of creating professional development for all of us and the opportunities for us to learn from each other. The last conference I attended in October is called Next Step. So as Teachers of the Year, we all came together and talked about what's our next steps. But within that, we had an opportunity to each of us had to present to each other. We had 15-minute presentations, and it was just so valuable to learn from other teachers across the nation and the things that they are doing, and then just having the opportunities to have those individual conversations and learn from teachers. So, for example, the Arizona Teacher of the Year, he focuses a lot on implicit bias and restorative justice. And I had heard a lot about restorative justice. I feel like in education we're hearing that term more and more, but I have never had official training on restorative justice. So he had a bus ride, and just sitting next to him, and I just said, hey, you know, I've never had official training on restorative justice, and this is what he does. It's his professional development that he offers. And so he sat down, we just talked about what it is. He explained it all to me, and he said, you know, when you get back home, shoot me an email, remind me, and I'll send you all my resources. And sure enough, I sent him the email, and I have all these wonderful resources that now I'm looking through and learning more about. So just to be able to learn from each other has been truly amazing.
You were also at the Google headquarters in California for Induction Week. What was that like?
Oh, that was very special because Induction Week was the first time where all of the teachers of the year from the different states got to meet each other. And so, you know, when you go to this, they tell you, like, this is going to become like a family. And you're like, really? This is really going to happen? And really, it really does happen. You know, we have these trips that we, you know, I believe it's a total of six that we'll be able to do together. And just the bond that we have been able to develop with everyone has been amazing. And we talked about there of imposter syndrome, you know, because a lot of times you think of there's so many wonderful things happening in education. I know there's so many wonderful educators in our state. And you get selected and, you know, you can't help it but to feel in question and say, wow, do I really deserve this? But they talked about owning it and saying it's okay. And yes, you do deserve to be here. And knowing that, you know, once you're a teacher of the year, you're always a teacher of the year. So teachers of the year will refer to them like I will always be the 2019 Wisconsin High School Teacher of the Year. I'll always be the 2019 representative to the Teacher of the Year program. And so it's really neat. You know, Google was amazing to be able to go and own that and then just grow, knowing that we were going to have this amazing year to grow together.
Sarahi Monterey is an English learner teacher at Waukesha North High School, and she's the 2019 representative, as she said, to the National Teacher of the Year program. What questions do you have about the Teacher of the Year program? Join in 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. So this year is really considered your year of recognition. Next year, you start a year of service. What is the year of service about?
Yeah, so the year of service is then really looking at, now that we've had this year of learning and being recognized, and looking at what are areas that we're passionate about, you know, what is it that we would like to do? And every state runs their Teacher of the Year program a little differently. And in Wisconsin, we are fortunate enough that we have an awesome coordinator in Mark Miller, and we have a Teacher of the Year Council, and not all states have that. But it's really neat because the Teachers of the Year, we come together three times a year, and we can together then talk about, you know, what are important issues in education and how can we help to elevate teacher voice, how, you know, what are the different things that we are seeing. And it's also really neat because within the Teacher of the Year Council meetings, many times we'll have people from DPI come in, and it's nice that they want to hear from us and our perspectives. And so it is just really neat to be able to have that program the way it's designed here in our state.
Sarahi, I want to focus once again on DACA for a moment and Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals and Immigration, because the Supreme Court is hearing arguments today on DACA. And you started a group that held a fundraiser for scholarships for DACA students. How do you talk to your students, known as Dreamers, how do you talk to them about DACA and what is going on in immigration policy?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I think they know, like, I've had a lot of experience even with just family members and even my immigration story, and just sharing our stories and making them feel comfortable and saying, look, you know, it's the whole I see you, right? And I have one of my classes that I teach. It's a 12th grade class where it's focused on making sure that students, we help prepare them for their future. And in that class, we do a lot of meeting with students one-on-one and having those conversations of, you know, what are you planning for after high school and how can we support you to get there? And so a lot of times that's when, because we, you know, we don't ask students their status, but then in those natural conversations, it'll come up and they'll, you know, say, well, this is my situation. I always tell students, like, we're here to support you. And so we look for ways that they can still feel supported. And sometimes there are things out there that they don't even know about. So, for example, there's a Dream U.S. scholarship that just opened up. The window, I believe, was November 1st, where it opened up. And we've had two students from Waukesha North in the last couple of years get that scholarship. And it's a full ride tuition to, I believe they have like four schools where they can select from. And we've had those two students are now at Eastern Connecticut University studying. And so it's about, you know, looking at saying, you know what, yes, this may be a little bit more challenge or situation may be different, but let's look at how we can support you so that you can reach your goal. And, you know, like just helping them see that there is hope and just that we're there to support them so that they can accomplish their goals.
Let's bring in Mary now in Whitewater. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Well, hi, Sarai.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
What timing? I can't believe I turned the radio on and there you are. So we used to work together in Whitewater and we remain friends, and Sarai is obviously an incredible teacher, and I think one of the keys to her ability to change lives is the relationships, and she connects so well with students. And I mean, we have students who we've known their whole lives because of some of the things that, you know, she was willing to do and conversations she had and experiences that were provided for them. So I'm so happy.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Mary and I have great memories together. We even used to take students camping, and for a lot of them, it was their first experience camping. And seriously, those are just wonderful memories. So it's great to hear from you, Mary.
Wow. Camping. So is that a tradition you would carry on, Sarai?
You know, I would love to bring camping to Waukesha because I have not done that here with students yet. So that would be awesome because, you know, actually, it's interesting that Mary calls in, and I just love that she did, because just a couple of weeks ago, I was at a pumpkin farm, and I ran into, like, five students who Mary and I worked with together, and we used to take on those camping trips. And when I see students, we always talk about those trips, and they always talk about how they'll never forget it. And I've had students who have told me they would go on those trips, and then now they do that with their families. They have family now, and they take them camping, you know, and they had never experienced that before. So I would love that. That's something I need to start up again.
Well, yeah. Sarai, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be speaking with you this morning.
Sarai Monterey is an English learner teacher at Waukesha North High School. She is the 2019 representative to the National Teacher of the Year program. This is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.